Penguin Random House Audio presents Objective Troy, A Terrorist, A President, and the Rise of the Drone by Scott Shane. Read for you by Fred Sanders. Prologue. In the summer of 1984, Nasser al-Awlaki spotted a chance to take his growing family from Yemen on an extended visit to the United States, where he had spent nearly a dozen memorable years as a student and young professor. He grabbed it. Dr. Awlaki applied for a grant from the Ford Foundation to attend a month-long seminar at Stanford University on a cutting-edge topic, applications for the new machines called microcomputers. His years as a graduate student in New Mexico and Nebraska in the 1960s had yielded a Ph.D. in agricultural economics and an assistant professorship in Minnesota, and prepared him for a distinguished career serving his country. He would serve as Yemen's agriculture minister, be named president of Sana'a University, and found another Yemeni university. Now he thought his children, especially the eldest, his 13-year-old son, Anwar, were old enough to appreciate some of the wonders of American life. Nasser al-Awlaki was a classic technocrat. Like generations of Muslims from the Middle East who had come to the United States for an education, he had found something more, an enticing openness, freedom from the straitjackets of tradition and authoritarian government, and, of course, a taste of economic abundance. Arriving as a Fulbright scholar in 1966, he had been dispatched to Lawrence, Kansas, for English language training.